from Spark and Anvil and Deduce Quest. This is The Experiment. Rule right, vary, odds. In Chapter 1 of the Deduce Quest cast, this drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Deducia, the host, put a small sealed machine on the table, a box with three levers and one light that sometimes came on, and said, "Figure out what makes the light turn on. You have until the light stops surprising you." She looked at the three students she'd chosen. Rule right, you'll want to guess the rule. Vary, you'll want to test it cleanly. Odds, you'll want to know how sure we really are. She smiled. You will each try to do the whole thing yourself, and it will not work. And then you will do it together, and it will. Rule right was already reaching for the levers. Vary was already frowning at how fast he was reaching. Odds was already keeping count in her head of how many times the light had come on so far, which was not enough to know anything. Rule right went first because he could not help it. A hidden rule was a personal challenge. He pulled all three levers, the light flashed on, and he lit up. Got it! All three levers turns it on. Vary put a gentle hand on the box. You changed three things at once, she said. So which lever did it? Or was it two of them? Or one of them despite the others? Rule right opened his mouth, closed it. He had a result and no idea what it meant. That's the first trap, Vary said, not unkindly. A hypothesis is a wonderful start. Maybe it's the levers. But if you test it by changing everything at once, the machine can answer, and you still won't understand. Rule right, who loved being right more than almost anything, admitted that being right about nothing was somehow worse than being wrong. So Vary took over the testing and did it her way. One lever at a time, everything else held still. Lever one, alone, no light, reset. Lever two, alone, no light, reset. Lever three, alone, light. There, she said, satisfied. It's lever three, one change at a time, clean. She was ready to call it solved, until Odds, who'd been quietly keeping count, spoke up. Lever three alone made the light come on once. You ran it once. Vary paused. It was a clean test, she said. One variable. It was a clean test one time, Odds agreed. But the light sometimes comes on, remember? Deducia said sometimes. What if lever three makes it likely but not certain? One clean trial can't tell the difference between always and usually. Vary, who prized clean answers, felt the specific discomfort of a clean answer that hadn't been run enough times to trust.
That was where it clicked, when all three finally stopped trying to skip each other's step. Rule right formed a sharper hypothesis, shaped by what they'd learned. Lever three makes the light likely, maybe not every time. Vary designed the fair test to check it. Lever three alone, everything else frozen, over and over. And Odds read the results honestly, keeping the tally. Lever three alone lit the light 7 times out of 10. So it's not lever three turns it on, Odds said, laying out her stones, 7 lit, 3 dark. It's lever three turns it on about 70% of the time. That's the real rule. Certain would have been 10 out of 10. This machine deals in probably. Rule right's hypothesis, varies fair repetition, Odds is honest count. Guess, test, weigh. And the light finally stopped surprising them, because they'd stopped expecting it to be simpler than it was. Deducia came to look at the tally. Any one of you, she said, would have walked away with a story. Rule right with, it's the levers. Vary with, it's lever three, definitely. Odds with, it's random, who knows. She tapped the 7 of 10 stones. All three stories were wrong. Only the method, a real guess, tested fairly, counted honestly, got you the truth, which was messier and more exact than any of your stories. Rule right looked at his first triumphant, useless, got it, and then at the careful 7 of 10, and felt, instead of the sting of being corrected, the quiet satisfaction of actually knowing, and admitted, "I'm glad you two didn't let me stop at the part where I felt smartest." Vary and Odds exchanged a look, because that was the truest thing anyone had said all day.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to the experiment. Rule right, vary, odds. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.